The next item on the agenda is a presentation by representatives from the Honor Flight Program, and I see two representatives here this evening. Please feel free to make your way to the podium, and you can introduce yourselves and then explain the program and the event that's coming up in May.
Thank you. I appreciate it. My name is Paul Salami, with me I have Kim McDonald, and we are representing Honor Flight Philadelphia, which is an event that we're holding on May 17th of 2025, coming up in about 2 months, at the Upper Merion Middle School. And this is an event where we take veterans down to Washington, D.C. for the day. The focus is on World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, but we take anyone that is as available as long as we have seats. It's a full day for the veterans. They get up very early, about 4 o'clock in the morning. We leave Upper Merion Middle School about 6, do all the tours, all the sites down in D.C. They're very well fed, and then on the way back, we have a nice little reception for them. So we just want to make that aware. We've been working with different folks throughout the township, Park and Rec, the middle school, the high school, and then other groups throughout the area. And it's not just Upper Merion or King of Prussia that's helping us out. We get folks from all over the Philadelphia area, whether it's firehouses, volunteers, things like that. So just want to let you know what's going on. Right now we have about 70, 75 veterans. Our goal was to get 3 full buses. I think we're 15 shy of that right now, and I think we'll make that number because we're getting phone calls and people sending in their applications. Sounds like we're going to get a 4th bus. So we'll be taking about 100, 120 vets and guests down to D.C. For the day. That's all I really wanted to say, and if you guys have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Paul, for people that want to be involved with this for that day, how would they get information about it? Is there a website that they can go to? Is there a phone call that they need to make? So how would they get that information to know how to participate?
Yeah, we do have websites called honorflightphiladelphia.org, and they can look it up through Google if just put it honorflightphiladelphia. On that site, there's 3 options. One is to volunteer or go as a veteran, get a veteran application. One is to be a guard, and some of these veterans are a little older and they need a little bit of help kind of getting around. So one is to be a volunteer guardian, and the other one is just to be a straight volunteer. On the site, there's information on what the volunteers do. We are it's all volunteer. We are very volunteer heavy. Folks start Friday night doing setup. Some folks stay throughout the night into Saturday, and they're there about 4 o'clock in the morning, receiving the veterans coming in and supplying whatever it is they need, loading the buses, and then we're out by 6 o'clock in the morning. The bigger event for volunteers is gonna be on Saturday evening when we welcome the veterans home, and there's, like a carnival atmosphere where people show up about 4 o'clock to the middle school. There's face painting, there's displays. We're looking at getting some reenactors from World War II, Korea, Vietnam. Bands, local bands are going to show up from the high schools and other areas throughout the Montgomery County, Delaware County area. So it's a very festive event. And then obviously when the vets come home, we welcome them, flags, clapping, things like that. They get the red carpet treatment, literally a red carpet to get into the middle school, and then we have a nice ceremony and dinner to finish off the night. So if you go to the honorflightphiladelphia.org site, you will see the information there. You get a little information about the organization, and you can see where you can volunteer. If you don't want to volunteer, please just show up and welcome our veterans. That's the biggest part of this whole event.
And we can actively be a part of maybe promoting that so it'd be nice to have that welcoming committee of community members when you return from D.C. So we can maybe with our e-newsletter, social media, we can put that out that the residents can know to show up at certain times and welcome them back.
I appreciate that. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And we did get in past events, we did get coverage from some of the locals, TV stations. We do get folks I think we got the Philadelphia Eagles cheerleaders swoop. a couple other mascots. So it's always a big event for the community.
Okay. And I will just say, Commander Salome, like me, is retired from the United States Navy, but the point of this is really to honor the veterans and their service and to give them a sense that they are not forgotten and they do have that red carpet treatment. Many of our Vietnam vets never got even a thank you when they came back. And I, you know, just recently had a conversation with somebody who was just, you know, still reeling from the fact that he was spit on when he came back from the war in 72. So these types of events not only build community, but they really help to make sure that our veterans know that they are cared for and still thought about, and it's a really good deal. I know that we've talked about it on a number of occasions. It's something that we should promote, and we should make sure that our community understands that this is necessary for a host of reasons, if not for just the gratitude of being, you know, having people have some have paid the ultimate sacrifice, but all have served. So
and paying our respects.
And pay our respects is exactly right. So I think that this is a great opportunity, especially if it's coming out of the middle school. That's a good time. So.
And they'll be returning to the middle school. That's the end point on
correct.
The return.
That's where we return, and then we have a couple little ceremonies, and then we have a sit-down dinner, and then from there they depart to their homes. It is a very emotional return, I'll tell you that, from my experience. There are tears, people are crying. They really do appreciate what we do, and it's really the people that greet them is what they really like. We get greeted starting from about Delaware, the state line of Delaware, I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
Get special treatment all the way through into King of Prussia. A lot of American flags are flying.
Mm-hmm.
We have pretty much an open road home. And that's all I'll say.
Okay.
It's very special for the veterans. And then the other thing is coming I just want to make sure that the veterans understand that they don't pay a dime. It's all free. There were occasions, I went on a couple trips. The last trip I went on, somebody wanted to buy a poster. We bought that for them. So we don't want them to spend anything. It's the day about them. They have a great time. It's one of those trips where you go as strangers, but they'll come back as brothers once again. And sisters, I'm sorry. There's always also brothers and sisters, because there's always, and that's a really cool part is that we go down to the Women's Memorial down right near Arlington, and there's a special event for women that head down. Very, very good. And if we have room, I'm going to personally invite you to come down if you would like to.
And I will say, if you've never been on a base when troops have come home, this is probably the closest thing they'll ever get to the homecoming events that take place. And I will just say that I was, when I came back from deployment the last time, the King of Prussia Fire Company, and I can't thank them enough, met me at the border of Upper Maryland and escorted me all the way back and had basically a really nice reception. It was something that I really appreciated, and they were doing it not just for me as a supervisor. They did it for all returning veterans, and this is nothing different. And it's another kind of legacy for Upper Marion and showing the gratitude to the troops. So sounds good.
Yeah.
Mr. Hamaday, can we have a contact person coordinating with them so that so instead of maybe you talking to different people and just trying to coordinate from your end, can we have one contact person possibly that he can work with directly and that person can filter out. So I don't know who that would be necessarily,
absolutely.
But
we
I
can
think
make
that
sure
that...
I'll touch base with you, Paul, and then we can just make that connection, and then we'll have one point of contact
exactly
with the township.
Yeah, I think that would be less complicated and less
appreciate
confusing.
It. Appreciate it. I just want to also mention that the Upper Marion School District has been very, very welcoming, working with us, open up the entire school, entire parking lot to us. Which was great, and we've been working with them for the past few weeks, And I just really appreciate their involvement in this, and they really support it 100%.
And I think this is nice also. We're on the brink of America 250 celebrations.
Yeah.
So
right.
this is a nice, this would be a segue into that then. So this
Absolutely.
Is nice timing.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. Paul, I'd like to know, is this done every year?
I'm sorry, yes. So it is done every year. We try.
This is the first time that I recall hearing about this. So I'm really happy that you're here telling us about it.
This is the first time in Upper Marion that we've done it.
Okay.
Normally it's done out of Westchester. Kim had the idea of doing it in King of Prussia. I didn't know Kim was involved. And when I first appeared, she's like, we're going to do one in King of Prussia and you're going to help me. So here I am.
Okay.
But Kim's our leader, and we've been really hitting the pavement. We've been going to all these veterans events, VFWs. As a matter of fact, I went to the Senior Service Center yesterday. They had a big St. Patrick's Day event. I said, why don't you come down and talk to us? And it was very well received. I think we get four or five folks going on a trip, and a lot of people are asking about volunteers. So it's been good for me to kind of get out and talk to people about this, which I enjoy. And, you know, if we get one person at each event that I go to, that's a success for me.
So you're going down there with three busloads of people?
Hopefully four, but yes.
Oh, four, okay. And so where else are they doing this? Are they doing this all over the country?
Yes. So it is countrywide.
Okay.
I think they come from Puerto Rico.
There'll be thousands of people there.
Well, it's not just, everyone picks a different day, but it's normally on a weekend, so I wouldn't be surprised if you see people from California, Wisconsin, Florida, upstate New York. So, and we'll take anybody. So you don't have to be from Philadelphia. We bring people up from Delaware, New Jersey, New York, upstate New York. People don't want to fly because normally everyone else flies from wherever they're flying from because buses are too long, it takes too long. So they don't want to fly, so they'll come down the night before, stay someplace with a friend, and they'll take the bus down.
Okay.
So we take anybody who applies.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you for doing this. Thank
Pleasure.
You for telling us about it and spreading the word.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.